Miss the news this past week? Here is a selection of headlines from the past week. Want to get the headlines delivered to your inbox every day? Be sure to sign up for our email updates. Saturday study by Canadian and Chinese researchers reveals the importance of balancing fertilizer application. Be better aware while being bare aware. NDP candidate Talon Regent celebrates opening of new office. Defending champion Noop to face Albert for Hillcrest Men's Championship. Trio of Moose Jaw players crack Sask Volleyball Provincial Program. Women 4 Women Golf Tournament. A huge hit for Hillcrest Ladies League. Sunday Riders remain perfect. Beat Ottawa 23-10. Gallery. Faces of rodeo fans. Harvest advancing quickly throughout the province. How to protect yourself from West Nile virus. Driver charged with impaired driving in 2-vehicle collision. Monday single vehicle accident results in impaired driving charge. Call for federal leaders to commit to enhancing justice for persons with dementia. Tuesday farmers market. Vendors thriving in spite of tough conditions. Sahara Spa collecting school supplies for children in need. City sets mayoral by-election date for Wednesday November 3rd. Mosaic Places new food and drinks provider needs money to buy supplies. Some councillors want more polling locations for mayoral by-election. Storm brought hail and rain but no tornadoes spotted near Moose Jaw. Sportsplex pool becomes more accessible with new mobility lift. Moose Jaw's Seaborg Williams Winfield Lacrosse Provincial Gold. Golden Mobility donates 4 walkers to FH Wigmore Hospital. Mustangs win silver at 13 and under. Field Lacrosse Provincial's Wednesday Council appoints dozens of residents to city committees and boards. Count Jamie Logan named to Board of Police Commissioners to fill vacancy. Extra federal funding for pumphouse project as good news story. Council says no changes needed to speed limit near schools or parks. City says roadwork near William Grayson School to finish by October. Industrial Park project receives extra $207,000 due to additional complexities. New and improved Clark Gillies Park, already a popular attraction in neighborhood. Canucks pull off huge upset to advance to baseball. Regina 11 UAA League Final. Moose Jaw duo shine at hockey night in Boston. Major showcase. Prairie Skies Integration Network launches in Moose Jaw Thursday. Terry Fox Run returns for 41st year with in-person event in the Valley. Having a naloxone kit on hand could save your loved one's life. City hands out awards for this year's best looking yards. Trans-Canada Trail travelers charmed by Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw homegrown farmers market busy, still accepting applications. Sask deficit increases due to needed govet supports for drought-stricken farmers. Ordinary soldier George Price honored with new plaque in Crescent Park Friday. Decades-long efforts to address crystal meth have been mixed. Research shows concerts in the park series wraps up in Moose Jaw. Old Koronik Street Festival to celebrate arts and culture. Opinion letter to the editor. Comments from an elderly lady. Letter to the editor. Shout out to the notoriously helpful staff at Phyllis Dewar Outdoor Pool. Word wisdom. Image Bruce Penton. A giant surprise in Major League Baseball. Afghanistan troop withdrawal. Rapid Taliban takeover. All about money. Reflective moments. What to grab when time to leave is minutes away. Editorial by Joan Ritchie from The Kitchen. Cucumbers for pickles, salads and yes, cakes to a distant view. A ghost in a ghost town.